Yo, 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 it's the P-Dot Show. I am your host of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome back to the episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Season 7, episode 130. That's 130. 130. Hey, let's go. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to an episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, the P-Dot Show. It feels good to be back. I'm so glad to be back. You know, I always tell you, I'm glad to be back. It's nothing better to me than actually doing an episode, a podcast episode, because I love doing it. I love sharing my story. I love letting people know that it's anything that you put your mind to, you can do. So today's episode is called My 365th Run, Road to 1,000 Miles. My 365th run, Road to 1,000 Miles. Let's go. Come on. Do you realize that every single day this year, this is day 362. So this is day 362, and I didn't start counting it until January 1st because my Nike app actually let me know that I've been running for 53 weeks straight. So for 53 weeks straight, I've been running, and it hit me. I was just like, all right, man, okay. Like, this is good. This is a good thing. Like, you've been running for 53 weeks, but I wanted to start the challenge where I was running every single day, no matter what, no matter what happens, no matter what has happened, no matter what I'm going through, I was going to be able to show you that whatever you put your mind to, you can do, right? Whatever you put your mind to, you can do. So one of my hopes is that I've shown you all how to be disciplined and what consistency looks like. And by saying that, I wanted to just do it. I didn't want to just say it. I wanted to show and prove every single day. I wanted you to know that no matter what it is you put your mind to, you can definitely do it. Now, I always share my story about being 300 pounds, being overweight, and not having the ability to achieve the goals that I thought were necessary in order to be successful. But one of the things that I've learned while decreasing in the person who I used to be and starting increasing to the person who I wanted to be was that everything started changing my life once I started putting a better perspective on the wordplay that I used every single day. Like, I had to start paying attention to what I said out loud and what thoughts that I had in my head, because the thoughts that I had in my head usually become some of the things that I say to myself aloud. And I always say your brain is always listening. So why give yourself any type of negative feedback when, all in all, you know that there's a bigger goal at hand. There's a bigger subject in place, and that subject needs to be you, and you need to get better in that subject as you go along with your years. Your years start adding up, and people are like, you should be at a certain place, and you're like, well, you only know what you're exposed to. So if you haven't exposed yourself to yourself to learn more about yourself, then how can you get better in a field that you don't know anything, you have any knowledge of? Some people don't know themselves. And that's why they like to emulate what they see with other people, because they may like certain characteristics of certain people. But just understand that everyone you like, you don't like them for the same reason. And everyone that you dislike, you don't dislike them for the same reason. So just try to be yourself. Not try, but be yourself. Trying isn't an action word. So if you can apply these type of wordplay scenarios, you're just like, man, it's always about positivity. So it's definitely about being positive. And just putting forth that effort. When I put this thought in my mind, I gotta give praises and shout outs to my friend Jamie Campbell, because without her, like, it was the motivation to even like say that running every day was possible. And when we celebrated her last year on December 31st, it struck me as one of the things. I was like, you know what? I think I can do that too. And with all of the things that I've been through and the things that I have accomplished, I feel as if I set forth this goal and make it a non-negotiable with myself, then therefore I would have to encounter everything that comes along with this process. And knowing that every day isn't going to be easy. There are going to be days where you want to quit. There are going to be days where you just want to give up and say, I haven't quit, but I'm giving more power into giving up. Like, some people know why they want to start, but they don't know why they know why they want to stop, but they don't know why they want to keep going. It's like, you have to keep going. There's a bigger subject in place. I told you, it's bigger than you. You don't realize that the power of your presence amongst other people who you don't seem, who you may, they may not know, you may not know that what you do for them daily. That's what I wanted to say. You may not know what you do for them daily. And to you, it may be something minute. Like it's just a mannerism of yours or something that you say that just sparks that curiosity within yourself. So that looks, other people look for that within you. And that may be something that you do indirectly, but you don't realize the power of your presence. The power of your presence with most people, they may not say it to you because some people don't know how to give flowers. They want to give flowers, but I'd say again, you only know what you've been exposed to. So if you're not in a position to learn how to give flowers, giving flowers may take time, but you must get better with something every single day. Like I said last week, you know how banks protect themselves when they tell you about having an overdraft protection. Like if you have an overdraft protection, then when you have $0, they won't allow you to spend any more than what you have. And I say that about the people in your life. If you drain me down to zero, I have to give you the full warning of overdraft fee, because now I'm gonna have to charge you because you weren't listening to the protection plan that I tried to give you for the boundaries in our relationship. So since you can't respect the boundaries of the relationship, since you can't govern yourself, I realize that once you get down to zero, I won't let you take anything else from me. And once you start realizing that, you start repositioning people in your life, I guarantee you, there's not many things that I guarantee, but I guarantee you, I told you, I don't want to change your mind, but I will give you an idea. So I guarantee you things that start changing in your life, and then you'll start realizing the people who need to be around, the people who want to be around, and the people you may need to reposition, because you don't need to allocate so much time to people of your past when your present is begging for more and more of your future. It's within you. So you have to understand these things. These things are very important. So I reposition people in my life because I can't allocate that time to people anymore. Like I can't continue to major in minor things. So if you're not even in my class of thinking, I reposition you. Not to say that I don't love you and I don't care about you, but I don't need that right now. That piece of the puzzle is still a piece of the puzzle. It's just I haven't got to that part of the puzzle yet. So just understand that it's not personal. And once I've learned not to take things personal, I've had many opportunities that are coming now that I've prayed for these things. Remember when I said last week that, you know, when people pray for patience, you're not going to get it automatically just up front. God gives you opportunities to be patient. So when you have these opportunities where you say, I want money, I want another job, or I just need to make more money, make things happen. Well, he gives you opportunities to make that money, but don't look at other people. Look at what your goal is and be inspired by the people around you, but keep focused on the goal, because you may think that just because it may be $20 here, $30 there, $40 there, those things add up. Because over time, if you keep taking that from yourself, then you're not giving back to what you need to be doing in the first place. Give back to yourself. Understand it is about where you're at. Like I saw a quote of it and said, you don't judge a man by where he's at, because you don't know where he used to come from. You don't know where he's been. You know, it's just, and I have to understand that in many capacities, but understand that when you use this thing in your mouth right here, you open your mouth, this thing right here, on your face that talks and makes noises, that your brain is just like your cell phone. I say it all the time. You give it a command, it's going to heighten the command and make sure that the command gets done. When you tell your phone to do certain things, it does it. When you say things out loud, your brain, whether you realize that your brain is actually ringing, but it's working, you're thinking these thoughts, you're having these feelings, these things are happening for you. So your brain starts to believe these things. And when it starts to believe these things, you don't realize the things that you said that got you in the predicament that you're in. Case in point, when I was in the hospital, I kept understanding, like, I'm like, man, wait a minute. Every time that I do these type of things, I end up in hospital. And when I eat these type of foods, I end up in the hospital. Wrong place, wrong time, ended up in the hospital. But even having a hernia surgery, ended up in the hospital. So it was all of these things that I was constantly bringing. I wasn't available for the people who wanted to be in my life at the time. I wasn't available, but I was overextending myself because I was a people pleaser. And I was always trying to make sure that I took care of the next person before I put the oxygen on me. If I'm going down, they need to make sure I take care of me first. I wasn't doing that. So when you don't do that and you're not watching the words you use, it's really easy to fall into a deep, dark state where it's like, man, wait a minute. I'm not supposed to be here. And then you have that wake up call. You're just like, whoa, wait a minute. This is different. I like the way this feels. This is something that I know that no matter what, I got this within me. And that's what I did with running. That's what I did with running, y'all. This is 362 days out of 365 that I have gotten up every single day. Do you think that I had this in me the whole time. I actually did, but you had to cultivate it and understand what you possess. Once you understand what you possess, you become a dangerous figure. Like, really, you really do. Understand that there's many things that you're good at. People just don't know that you do it. So once you start putting your craft out to the world, it doesn't, like, people are going to love you for many reasons and they're going to dislike you for many reasons. But be yourself. Be yourself and stop overthinking what it is that you do, because you, especially if you put the time and the work in. Marcus always say, the work will always show. So if you put in the time, you put in those 10,000 hours to become a master of your craft. Like, I've been doing this for a long time now. John is the reason why I started podcasting in the first place. Like, he just said, hey, I believe you got something to say. People need to hear what you got to say. So he did that, and he helped cultivate the podcast scenario for my mindset. All I did was just bring some of the things that I already knew that I could accomplish with just being disciplined, being consistent. And I'm talking about every single week. You know, when we first started it, you know, started the show, it was like we were doing shows, you know, on Tuesday. No, I said, pick a day, pick a time, and do it every single week consistently. And that way people know when to tune in, when to tune out, when to pay attention, when to turn away, when you're on a break, when you're on, all of these things. So I take all of these things into account when I'm thinking about my running. I write plenty of episodes while I run. It's one of the great things that I love about the way my mind works. I can just, today, when I thought about today, I was like, today is day 362. 362 days, I've gotten out of my bed, off my couch, off of my floor. Sometimes I fall asleep and I just be on my floor on the rug or whatever, but it happens. But I've gotten up every single day. No matter what, I have not made any excuses for myself. I made a non-negotiable with myself. This is 362 days. I got 3 more days to go. And then I will have will. I'm so excited because I've never ran 1,000 miles in my life. I've never done that. But as of Sunday, I will be able to say that I have crushed 1,000 miles with my legs. I have ran every single day of 2023. I have not missed a day. Rain, snow, sleet, hail, doesn't matter. Black ice. I've done it all. -25 below. -25 below. Come on, y'all. 25 below zero. I've done that. I do these things. I'm an extraordinary person, but you are too. You just got to believe the things that you think. Once you start believing these things, like when I was 300 pounds, do you think I would have said to myself, you can run a marathon? But I've ran 3 now. You see what I'm saying? I've ran 3 marathons since I lost that 127 pounds. Because not only did I lose 127 pounds, I lost 127 bad habits. Think about the habits you need to drop. It takes 21 days to form a habit. So how many habits have you formed in every 21 days of your life? That's where the balance comes from. You must understand that you are in control of your own destiny, but you have to believe that first. Believe in yourself. Believe in God, then believe in yourself. Because once you put forth that mindset, he will give you exactly what you need to succeed, but you got to believe in it first. You got to love yourself enough. You got to tell yourself these things. I'm telling you, the only thing stronger than fear is curiosity. I always say that. Smallfoot taught me that. Just watch the movie. Great movie, by the way. But you only beat fear by showing up. And if you're curious enough to do that, then I'm telling you, your life can change for the better. It can be so much better. And don't you always want to choose better? You should always want to choose better, no matter what it is. So this is 362 days of me running every single day. I have 3 days to go. I'm currently at 992.8 miles, right? 992 miles that I'm at this year. Can you believe that? I can. Every day I've gotten up and I've ran. Rain, snow, sleet, hail, 25 below. I've done it. I've ran even the day after I've ran a marathon, half marathon, 8K, 10K, 15K. Doesn't matter the K. I get it done. Okay. I love you guys, man. And the community, the Chicago running community, just runners in general. I have many friends in this community now that I would have never thought I would have had. I wouldn't have thought that, you know, I would have came into account with a lot of great people. I mean, tons of great people. I run with a lot of great groups, from Gumbo Fit to Peace Runner 773, Run Too Hard, the Tortugas, like, man, 7 on Sundays. Like, I run with a lot of run groups, man, and I don't want to leave anybody out, but the entire Chicago community, I'm very thankful because you guys have helped me through a lot of my processes. And my friend Jamie, I have to shout her out again, because by her, she's celebrating her year 2 of running every single day. And I must say, my hat goes off to you, Jamie. But what you have done has been an amazing thing. If you can go out to her race, her run on this Sunday, I'll put details in the description when I post. But she's been amazing. Kira, you've been amazing too. It was one of the runs, you know, Mad Genius. I got to shout out Mad Genius, because when you guys helped me for our 20-mile run, we had to do a 20-mile run before the marathon, and when we had to do it, that day I felt defeated. I truly felt defeated. My calves were hurting. My shins were on fire. My feet were hurting. I think I had a blister or something like that. It the doctor said it wasn't, but it definitely felt like something. I just wanted to call it something because I was in pain. But those two ladies, they just don't realize that they helped me so much that day, because I didn't want to do the 20 miles. And I knew that I had to do the 20 miles in order to see what it felt like again to get to 20, to go all the way to 26. So I knew that that was a thing. I appreciate my friends. I appreciate the running community. You all are amazing people. No matter what it is, like, we've always been there for each other. We got each other's backs. And Mad Genius, Jamie, Kira, like, I'm so appreciative of you guys, man. You guys mean a lot to me. Like, those are two friends of mine who have helped me throughout this journey. And I'm just thankful for the whole Chicago running community. I've never run 1,000 miles in a year. The most I've ever done was like 420, and that was, you know, running consistently, but it wasn't every day. And running every day has taken its toll on me, but I know that I'm here for a reason, right? I'm here for a reason. I'm here to show and prove and show you what discipline and consistency looks like. I truly appreciate everybody. There's so many people to thank. There's so much appreciation to go around. If you can come out this Sunday, December 31st, 2023, the Varma Trail at 10 a.m., I will be celebrating my 365th run, the road to 1,000 miles. I will be at 1,000 miles by this Sunday. And I'm so thankful. I'm so appreciative. God has been good to me. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. And it's just been an amazing thing, man. If you only knew the half of what it takes to do this every single day and be a dad every single day, be a manager every single day. It takes its toll on you. It takes its toll on you. But I know that this is bigger than me. You know, I realize that every day that I inspire people, I motivate people, because it's something that I love doing. I truly, honestly love the fact that people look to me for inspiration. People look to me for motivation. And if my running has done that for you, and you can apply it to other factors in your life, then I'm thankful for that. That's all of the thanks that I need. I don't need anything from anyone. God got me. And it feels good to say that. It feels good to say that, because the shift that's about to happen with my life now, I've prayed for these things. And I told you, I have a cafeteria mentality. We all can eat in the same room. We don't have to eat at the same table. So I'm going to put forth the effort of putting on the people that I can in the many capacities that I know, that I know many people, and I know who has gifts that need to be displayed. They just need the platform in order to do it. They just need the opportunity to do it. So I speak to people in those rooms that can help elevate the people around me. Because if you look like me, if you don't look like me, but you're willing to listen, then we can build and grow and go places we've never been before. That's the goal. Believe it, achieve, and then repeat that. I want to help elevate the people around me. If there's something that you're good at and there's somebody that I know that can put you in that opportunity to better yourself, I'm going to do it. I'm going to continue to do that. I've been doing that. For over 25 years, I've been doing that. I can say that for 20 plus years that when I have an opportunity, if it's from getting people's jobs or putting people in situations where they can get better housing or just overall just getting out of the situations that they're in, because life be life in sometimes. But that's what I'm here for. I'm here for us. I'm here for us to grow together, build, do things we never done before. The only thing stronger than fear is curiosity, and you got to be curious enough to want different for yourself. I want different for you, but I told you, I don't want to change your mind, but I would love to give you an idea. Just hear me out on that. I would love to give you an idea. And if you can, come out to my run. Come out to my 365th run. I'm just happy I can say that. It's been 362 days so far. And my grandmother say, God willing, tomorrow I get up. You know, me and the girls have mani-pedi date tomorrow. I think I'm more excited than them. We going to get our manicures, pedicures. My oldest will be 13 on Saturday. So we're going to go have fun and paint the city, whatever we want to do. I'm very thankful. I'm very appreciative of where my life is going. I'm not going to forget the people who helped me every single day, from whether it be a word or just your overall presence, just checking on me. You know, there was a time this year where it was like, man, like, which way is up? But I knew I had to keep going, and I knew I couldn't give up, and I knew there were people counting on me. I was counting on myself. So with that being said, man, know that I love you. And this is the last recording of 2023. I normally call the episodes goodbye, whatever the year is, but this one was a little bit different. So I will say goodbye in the title line to, you know, goodbye 2023, you know, welcome 2024. From here on out, it's just up from here for me. It's up for me and my girls. We're about to take over on some things that I deemed unimaginable. But once I started to put that spin on my life and just think deeply about what I wanted to do, because once your back is pressed against the wall, man, it's what are you gonna do? I chose to keep going. I'm going to keep this mindset of being consistently consistent every single day. It started with the running. It started. And that's the amazing part about this. I'm doing my 365th run, 1,000-mile mark, on the same trail I used to cry on. The same trail. I got videos. I'm going to post a video up because it's a monumental video to me now. But I was 300 pounds. July 21st, 2015, I was walking that very trail. And I was complaining about people who were already fit, who were already in shape. And I was mad at the fact that I was 300 pounds and they were all fit and doing amazing things and just making me want to quit while I was walking, because I was waddling on that trail. I went from waddling to walking to jogging to running to cycling. Now I'm unstoppable. Let's go. Come on. You can do this too. I bike 100 miles on my bike in a day now. I'm running marathons. Like, it's nothing that you can't do. And I'm going to do that half Ironman next year. I used to be a lifeguard. Didn't realize that being a lifeguard back in the day can help me in today's world. Like, I didn't realize that, but I had to take swimming in high school. I became a lifeguard, started lifeguarding at the YMCA. It was a great experience. It taught me a lot. It taught me a lot of discipline. So with that being said, y'all, know that I love you. I love you. I love you. This is the last episode of 2023. I'm out, man. This is it's been an amazing experience. 2023 has been a crazy year for me, a definite crazy year. But all in all, I'm still here. I'm still standing. I'm still strong. I still love you, and there's nothing that you can do about it. So goodbye to 2023. Hello to 2024. The next time I talk to y'all, my run streak will be over. I will tell you all about it on next week. Know that I love you. I'm at 992 miles today. We're going to go past 1,000 on Sunday before the year is out. So on that note, and you already know, yo, I love you. I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. All right?
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Let's go.